local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
We say welcome to Tuesday. A bit of a scorcher. I don't know if I can use that word yet because it's not even June yet, but it definitely feels like one out there right now. Joe and Austin with you on Pensacola right now, coming off of the extended Memorial Day weekend. Appreciate Austin and Steve hanging out yesterday, getting us caught up in everything that was going on Memorial Day. Back to normal today. Not quite to normal, though, because you could tell with all the news that's been going on, a little bit of a ramp up coming off of the holiday weekend. So, yeah, there's more stuff going on today because, you know, people are back in the office and whatnot, but not quite as busy to start off the week here as we are used to seeing here on Pensacola right now. Text line is always open, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-262-6111. Programming note, coming up at 4:35, we will be joined by Channel 3 reporter Sade Ray. I got a chance to meet her at Santa Rosa County's Hurricane Media Roundtable. Of course, both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties going through preparations. And we've already had a little bit of a dry run, wet run, I guess, if you want to say that, with the recent severe weather threats to tornadic activity that we've had over the last few weeks here. And so we've gotten some power outages. We've gotten some power crews out, getting us back on the grid. We've had some straight line damage. We've had some tornado damage. Of course, the official start to the Atlantic hurricane season now just a few days away, and already forecasters, no matter whether it's NOAA, Penn State, Colorado State, some of the more established forecasters out there are calling this a very active hurricane season here. So preparedness definitely at the forefront here. And with Florida's sales tax holiday getting started with the official start of the hurricane season as well. So we'll talk to Sade Ray about all that stuff coming up here at 4:35. We start, as we always do, with today's top three stories. Closing arguments today in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York. Prosecution delivering their arguments after the Trump defense team completed theirs. Deliberations could start as soon as tomorrow. A jury, of course, is trying to decide whether Trump falsified business records to cover up alleged hush money payments made to Stormy Daniels prior to the 2016 election. The State Department wants a full investigation into the Israeli strike in Rafah over the weekend that killed dozens of Palestinians.
As soon as the United States saw reports of this incident, we reached out to the government of Israel to express our deep concern over what happened, ask for more information, and urge them to undertake a full investigation.
State Department Matt Miller told reporters that Israel must minimize civilian harm as it carries out targeted operations in the city of Rafah. Miller says it's too early to draw any broad sweeping assessments into the strike. He adds that the Biden administration is still very much against any full-scale military operation in the city. Also, at least 23 people dead after severe weather smacking parts of the central and southern U.S. Around 700,000 people in Texas still without power after storms swept through the state Sunday, being called the most active severe storm day so far in 2024, with thunderstorms and high winds hitting parts of the Northeast yesterday. And meanwhile, much of Texas, the central Gulf Coast, and southern Florida facing dangerous heat over the coming days. To look at our top three stories here, local headlines right after traffic and weather together, starting with Joe Neubauer in Channel 3's Forecast Center.
Another hot and sunny day ahead for Wednesday across northwest Florida. We'll continue in the low to mid 90s. Lots of sunshine. Please stay cool out there. Have lots of water and sunscreen if you plan to be out for an extended period of time. Thankfully, Thursday and Friday, the temperatures come back down into the mid to upper 80s. By the weekend, we're in the middle 80s squarely, but some chances for rain begin to crop in for Saturday and Sunday. Stay tuned. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
All righty, and looking at the roads here, there are five spots of note from what I can see. We'll start with Pensacola Boulevard. If you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, we did have an accident report in that area that is causing some pretty severe backups here early this afternoon / evening. Blue Angel Parkway traveling northbound. This is going to be where Softly Field Road is. If you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field on Blue Angel, got some backups in that area as well. No confirmation of an accident or anything like that, though. Gulf Breeze Parkway has some minor issues here and there, but Navarre Parkway is the big one. If you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, we've got some pretty severe congestion in that area. And then it's going to be two spots over in the Pace Milton areas. If you are traveling northbound on Woodbine Road towards the Publix at Five Points, we've got some typical evening traffic there. And the same can be said if you're traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River, and heading into downtown Milton. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway, Joe.
All right, thank you. Taking a look at our local headlines today, a massage therapist facing multiple accusations of inappropriate behavior during sessions. According to Channel 3, 64-year-old Joseph Long is charged with battery after six clients filed reports against him.
Starts rubbing my stomach, and at this point I'm like, nobody rubs your stomach. That's definitely, you know, like all of this has not been a mistake or an accident. So I start freaking out.
Well, Sheriff Chip Simmons says one of the complainants declined to press charges, and others passed the statute of limitations. Long owns Waterfall Massage on 9 Mile Road. He was arrested on May 10th, released on $70,000 bond, and he'll be arraigned on charges in July. Mayor D.C. Reeves holding his weekly news conference today. The city will be negotiating with Adam Sanitation to bring back opt-in recycling to residents the second time. Mayor Reeves says both Adams and Waste Pro submitted bids to restart the program.
Their proposal may not be exactly what we end up deciding to do. It might be, for example, it might have a price in there for weekly. Well, we may not do weekly. Maybe we do twice a month, as an example. So we haven't worked any of that out yet. I've not had any conversation with them.
And Reeves says that Adams is proposing weekly recycling pickups at a cost of around $8 per home. Once the parameters are hashed out, it would take around 90 days to allow for residents to opt in and get their containers before the program starts. And Reeve says the scope of allowable materials would remain similar to the current drop-off recycling program that the city has now. This morning we talked with Scambia Sheriff Chip Simmons regarding a shooting at a party on North Pace Boulevard over the weekend. So far, not much information coming from the victim who was DJing that party. Sheriff's office says it happened early Sunday morning at an event center at Town and Country.
Oh, and as I understand, I believe he also had warrants on him, so we also arrested, charged him, and then he was being booked while he was at the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah, so the victim was shot four times and taken to that hospital, and again, Simmons reiterating that he wasn't being very cooperative. The victim gave deputies multiple stories about what happened, and he is expected to recover. On Pensacola Beach Boardwalk, new security cameras set to be installed, according to the PNJ. Agreement made between the Sheriff's Office, Public Works, and the SRIA. The cameras will replace the ones that are currently on the boardwalk that are had been monitored by the SRIA, but they haven't been working for some time now. With the new cameras, they will feed directly into the Sheriff's Office Real-Time Crime Center. 418, we'll take a break there. Look at our state and national news next on Pensacola right now.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's E-N-S-E-C.net.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA Customer Service Department anytime before 2 p.m. of the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of Pensacola State College students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the summer and fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu. Go here.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the Navarre Beach Bridge replacement proposal that was brought to the Santa Rosa County Commission last week and why it's no surprise the county commissioners are not eager to adopt a toll bridge in an election year. Also covered the speech, commencement speech given by Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez at PCC about a week ago. Very interesting faith-oriented speech. And talked with Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. You can listen to all of those podcasts on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Pensacola right now, Joe and Austin hanging out with you on a Tuesday, May 28, 2024. Official start to the Atlantic hurricane season just 3 days away, or four, June 1st. So we're preparing for that. Both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Management Divisions, public information staff holding their annual media roundtables today. Not just us, our organization, but, you know, PNJ, the radio stations, publications, Channel 3, of course, sending representatives here to get feedback and to give feedback on kind of what we expect, what we anticipate that the community needs, and just how we can better get that important messaging across in the event hurricane comes our way. And, of course, you know, it's been we were talking about this in Santa Rosa County's meeting today that, yeah, we Hurricane Sally, I think, you know, took a lot of people by surprise just based on the forecast that was coming in, and it kind of just stalled out right over Escambia and Santa Rosa County. But it's been, it will be, I think it is 20 years this year since we've had a direct impact from a major Cat 3 or higher hurricane, of course, Hurricane Ivan back in 2004. So we're talking 20 years since then. And, you know, hope it's at least 21. But, you know, given what the forecasters are saying about this Atlantic hurricane season and the already record-breaking surface temperatures of the Atlantic Basin right now, it's quite ominous. So, you know, we're obviously going to have two eyes out and open and our ears open for the National Weather Service, NOAA, and everybody who gets paid to cover and to track these storm systems. 424 here, other quick check of the roads and weather before state and national news.
Well, we've still got those several spots to note we touched on in our last update, starting with Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Still got some backups over there due to a traffic incident being reported to us. And we have another one. This is on North Davis Highway. It appears to be if you are traveling northbound towards Olive Road, just as you're going underneath I-10. Doesn't appear to be causing much, if any, congestion, though, but nonetheless, something to keep an eye out for. And then it's still Blue Angel Parkway if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road. Outside of Pensacola here, it's Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street. If you're traveling westbound, that's coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Hot and sunny weather continues into Wednesday. We'll have highs in the low to mid 90s once again, so please stay cool out there. Some of the hottest weather of the year so far here for 2024. So Wednesday looks to be blisteringly hot. Thursday and Friday, we see an improvement as high temperatures cool into the mid to upper 80s. Some cloud cover moves in. And by the weekend, highs are in the mid to lower 80s as some chances for rain sneak on in Saturday and Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. Appreciate that. Looking at our state headlines now, the number of homeschool vouchers are expected to double in size during the upcoming academic year. A state program will allow up to 60,000 families who educate their children at home to apply for vouchers for the 2024-25 year. The money is used to buy instructional materials, education courses, and tutoring services. The program's cap is expected to grow by 40,000 students each year under a law passed back in 2023.
And a federal judge is rejecting a gag order request for Donald Trump in his classified documents case. Judge Cannon said the request from special counsel Jack Smith was wholly lacking in substance and professional courtesy. This comes after Trump's campaign alleged that the FBI was giving the green light to assassinate him at his Mar-a-Lago estate during a search. Smith claimed the former president's comments could result in threats and harassment towards the FBI and witnesses.
Well, the countdown on for the start of Florida's first disaster preparedness sales tax holiday of the year. You can save on supplies like flashlights, portable generators, pet food starting Saturday. It, of course, always also marks the start of the Atlantic hurricane season. The sales tax holiday runs until June 14th, and the second event starts in late August.
And Miami police are investigating a bizarre situation where bullets pierced windows dozens of stories in the air. The stray bullets that shattered windows into 44th and 45th stories of a downtown condo may not have come from the ground level.
A resident of a high-rise building looks like he discharged his firearm inside. We're still looking to see if it was intentional or an accidental.
Miami Police Chief Manny Morales says that not only was no one hurt in that situation, but no one was shot this past holiday weekend in the city.
Conflicting feelings about proposed renovations for the home of the Jaguars. A new poll by the Public Opinion Research Lab at the University of North Florida shows that a majority of registered voters support changes to Everbank Stadium. However, 72% of residents surveyed were against the more than $900 million it would take to make the improvements a reality. More than half of those involved in the poll believe the money should go towards other city priorities. We've talked about this before.
Yep.
Shad Khan, the owner of the Jaguars, just a quick check of Google. Forbes says his net worth is $12 billion. And yeah, I understand that argument completely. Like,
yeah,
listen,
this is not a new discussion.
If I lived in an NFL city, I would love that my tax dollars would go to keeping said team in the city so that I could go to games or whatever I want to do. But I also understand 100% the argument that, hey, we have an owner who is $12 billion over, and he's asking for public funds to put the stadium upgrades there. So I see it.
Oh, for sure. And here nationally, very quickly, the man who attacked former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer is being resentenced today due to a court error. The judge who sentenced David DePape earlier this month to 30 years in prison says she made an error by not giving him a chance to speak in court. DePape broke into the Pelosi home in the San Francisco Bay Area nearly 2 years ago. Police body cam video captured him striking Paul Pelosi with the hammer.
A newly filed lawsuit over the Uvalde school shooting claiming there's a link between the attack and Call of Duty. The shooter reportedly said the words, "good night," after shooting a teacher in the head. And Austin, you could confirm this. That's apparently a catchphrase from the game.
Maybe a newer one.
Okay.
And it was said, I don't know, once.
Okay. All right. the suit was filed in California, names Activision and its parent company Microsoft, claiming there's a concerted effort to market assault weapons to teenage boys. The DNC is holding a virtual roll call to nominate President Biden as the nominee before the Democratic convention in Ohio, or in August, rather. The move is to ensure Biden can get on the ballot in Ohio. Also, both Trump and Biden campaigns trading barbs outside Manhattan's criminal court where Trump's hush money trial taking place. Looks like Robert De Niro is involved in the Biden campaign, and that brought some sneers to Trump's team. So not just a courtroom, it's a meeting place for campaigns.
Woo. Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Robert De Niro speaks at a news conference held by the Biden campaign outside of the courthouse where closing arguments are happening in Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York today. The actor slamming the former president.
He doesn't belong in my city. I don't know where he belongs, but he certainly doesn't belong here.
Trump campaign spokesman Jason Miller responds.
The best they can do is roll out a washed up actor.
Trump is charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records. Israel has begun investigating a deadly airstrike in southern Gaza that happened over the weekend. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the Biden administration is calling on Israel to pursue long-term peace, not just victory over Hamas.
In addition to a military plan, Israel needs to have a political plan for the day after.
At least 45 civilians were killed in the strike. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. An unusual day on Wall Street as blue chips continue to struggle. The Dow Industrials dropping more than 200 points. The S&P 500 barely budged. It managed a one-point gain. But the NASDAQ Composite jumped 99 points and earned a fresh closing high above 17,000. Activist investor Elliott Investment Management has disclosed a $2.5 billion stake in Texas Instruments. The investment firm also urged the analog chipmaker to take steps to improve its free cash flow. Elliott proposed in a letter to the company's board that TI introduce a dynamic capacity management strategy, which would allow it to achieve a big increase in free cash flow by 2026. Another huge commitment from Melinda French Gates towards women and families. French Gates said today she'll be donating $1 billion over the next 2 years to individuals and organizations working on behalf of women and families globally, including on reproductive rights in the U.S. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity. It's what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go farther. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org/radio to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation is helping Michigan thrive.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Bill Walton passed away yesterday at the age of 71. His Hall of Fame career featured two NBA championships, a Finals MVP, a League MVP, two NCAA championships, and three National College Player of the Year trophies. However, Bill's greatest quality was his gregarious soul. And to hear the tributes about how great of a person Bill was is more important than any basketball accolade. May Bill Walton rest in peace. I'm Zach Gill.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
If you're in the game, well then the stroke's the word.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather. Let's see. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We got some problems in that area, as we often do at this time. Do have a new accident report on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard. That's causing some minor issues. As you continue northward, we still have runoff of another accident. This is if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, so be on the lookout for that as well. Outside of that, it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Hot and sunny weather continues into Wednesday. We'll have highs in the low to mid 90s once again, so please stay cool out there. Some of the hottest weather of the year so far here for 2024. So Wednesday looks to be blisteringly hot. Thursday and Friday, we see an improvement as high temperatures cool into the mid to upper 80s. Some cloud cover moves in. And by the weekend, highs are in the mid to lower 80s as some chances for rain sneak on in Saturday and Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that. 4:38 here at News Radio Pensacola. So Austin, of course, most Fridays we have Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor on, and we love having him on. We'll talk about all the top stories of the week, stories that he's personally involved with. And, of course, we always have fun with some of the lighter stuff that's going on. And, you know, one of the things that I really like about our relationship with Tanner is that when the situation warrants it, like there's a big story going on that he may be out in the field doing. The most recent example, I think, would be the wildfires that we had here last month, is that, you know, I can see that he's on the scene, he's doing his reporting for Channel 3, and then we can text him and say, hey, can we throw you on here for just any updates and new information? So I love that we have that ability, because, you know, look, it's one thing to just for us to regurgitate, but having somebody that's on the ground and that we can call up in a moment's notice, we can throw them on. That's great. So this morning, of course, there was the Santa Rosa and Escambia this afternoon had their hurricane media roundtable. They have them every year this time, a 1 week out from the official start of the hurricane season. And I met in person Sade Ray, a Channel 3 reporter who joins the program now, adding to our roster of Channel 3 reporters that we like to have on from time and time again. Sade, welcome to the program. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Thank you for having me. I mean, this is a really cool opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't think of us as an awesome opportunity. We're just a couple of yo-yos that just talk on the radio. You are the star of this production here. So it is our tremendous opportunity to talk to you. But so we met at the Santa Rosa County Roundtable. You also went this afternoon to the Escambia County Media Roundtable, and there's always a good exchange back and forth between media representatives and the public information, the emergency managers for both counties. So what was kind of your main takeaways from both counties here as we're just a few days out from the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season?
Yeah, well, pretty much my main takeaway was that both these counties are really working hard to really strengthen their connections and relationships with all the media partners out there, just to help push the public, everyday people, much like us, to really just pay attention to the weather and get their information out there for everyone to know, especially when any kind of severe weather happens. So just watching that, and also just watching the camaraderie of it all, of seeing everybody interact with each other, even if there was someone that I wasn't familiar with, automatically went over and introduced each other. So it's just everyone's really interconnected, and we're just strengthening that ahead of hurricane season. That way all of us can work together as a team to really make sure all vital information is out there for the public when they need it.
Earlier this hour, we were talking because, you know, we don't like it when it happens in real time, but both Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, due to the tornadoes earlier this month, due the straight line winds, the severe weather, we've kind of always already gotten kind of like a mini storm preparedness thing. So I guess in a sense they appreciate that. But in Santa Rosa County, I did not go to Escambia County this afternoon. You did, so we'll get more on that in just a moment with you. But in Santa Rosa County specifically, a couple of things that I took away. Number one, the PNJ report from a week ago that was talked about the population, right? So because Santa Rosa County is now over 200,000 residents for the first time. Me, my wife, and my little one will add three to that roster in like 3 weeks from now. But my wife's born and raised here. I'm not. We went through Hurricane Sally, but, you know, look, it's been 20 years since this area has had a major Cat 3 storm, you know, a direct hit. And I don't know the specific numbers, but there is a good number of Santa Rosa County residents living here now who have not gone through that. And I know that was one of the key talking points today.
Yeah, definitely. That was brought up a lot in Santa Rosa County, but also in Escambia as well, that there's a lot of new people moving in, people moving out in a way. So both centers, really, both emergency centers are just working to constantly refresh that preparedness information of being 1 week ready at the most with food, supplies, what have you, for each person in the household, plus your pets. So they're just really pushing that the basic preparedness information just in case there's families, like you mentioned, moving in here. They're not familiar with hurricanes, don't know really what to do. So both counties are really working that angle of just pushing the basic information out there as often as possible just to be able to catch those families and help them get prepared, especially with the season starting 1 week away.
And specifically with Escambia County, I know you'll have a live report coming up here at the top of the hour. I was there last year, and last year was the first year that they've really transitioned away from the first 72 is on you to the what you said just a moment ago, 1 week ready. So I would imagine even more emphasis on that this year. And did they come away? Was there anything new that they introduced? Because I know last year, Escambia County specifically, they started putting out different videos on social media. Was there anything new or just anything that residents should be on the lookout for as it comes to anything social media wise or anything like that?
So they're still pushing the be 1 week ready, and I think they are continuing those weather preparedness videos. They showed us one earlier today during the meeting. You can find that on their Facebook page or on their YouTube channel. They consistently post those as well. And they're also pushing this opportunity for groups like churches, other local organizations to reach out to them, reach out to Escambia County to see if they can make a presentation at that church for weather preparedness and stuff like that. And that can also be found on their website, My Escambia. I believe it's Be Ready. There's a tab there for them to request for a weather repair presentation. So that was one big takeaway for me, is that if a church really wants to make sure that they are prepared and that their community members are prepared, they can reach out to Escambia and ask, hey, can you make a presentation to show us what we need to do to be ready?
All right. Well, Ashade, we appreciate it. We will see you at 5 o'clock here for a live update on more with the media roundtables. And we look forward to having you on more in the future.
All right. Thank you for having me.
You are certainly welcome. We appreciate it very much. That's Ashade Ray, reporter for Channel 3 there. So she'll be coming up here at 5 o'clock with more on the hurricane preparedness for the Atlantic hurricane season 2024. 4:46 here at News Radio Pensacola. Austin, what's going on the roads?
Well, the biggest talk of the town right now, Joe, is Pensacola Boulevard. If you're traveling northbound on Pensacola, this is if you are approaching Detroit Boulevard. I was close geographically.
Detroit, Michigan. Yeah, we all knew.
Yeah, we
except
all make
there
mistakes.
Is also a Michigan Avenue. So
exactly. Yeah. If you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards Detroit Boulevard, we still have some minor backups there because of an accident report. And as you continue northward towards 10 Mile Road, we've still got some heavy congestion in that area from an even previously reported traffic incident, so be on the lookout for that. Also, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, as it often does at this hour, still causing us some pretty severe issues. Then it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87 and Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
Another hot and sunny day ahead for Wednesday across Northwest Florida. We'll continue in the low to mid 90s. Lots of sunshine. Please stay cool out there. Have lots of water and sunscreen if you plan to be out for an extended period of time. Thankfully, Thursday and Friday, the temperatures come back down into the mid to upper 80s. By the weekend, we're in the middle 80s squarely, but some chances for rain begin to crop in for Saturday and Sunday. Stay tuned. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer, reporting here at WEAR News.
All right, lightning round here. Sports, Austin, what are the big games going on tonight?
Timberwolves at Mavericks, that's game 4 tonight at 7:30 on TNT, and it's Rangers at Panthers at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Rangers are up 2-1 on the Panthers, and the Mavericks are looking to sweep the Timberwolves.
Yeah, I did not see that coming at all.
Me neither. Who did? I mean, really.
Yeah, I definitely didn't. I thought that the Timberwolves were a terrible matchup for the Mavs, but I think it's more and more apparent that the Timberwolves just let everything fly for the Nuggets, and they're just out of gas.
I guess.
Looks like that. But, do we know when the last time both conference finals were sweeps?
Don't know.
If it's ever happened, I don't know. But
maybe it may have just been a few years ago when the Cavs met the Warriors, the KD Warriors. I don't know. That resulted in a sweep in 2018.
But, that Eastern Conference,
it's a boo-boo. It stinks.
But it sucks for the Pacers because, I mean – at worst, it really should be like 2-2 if them not leading 3-1. But that game won the way that they lost that. I was like, you know what? It's over. Of course, we had Ronald Acuna getting hurt over the weekend. I know you guys talked about that yesterday. You know, if there's a gleam of sunshine and hope, it's that the Braves won the World Series the last time he got knocked out with a torn ACL. Angel Hernandez retiring. Yes. I don't think anybody's losing any sleep or tears from that.
Unless they're partying, yeah.
Yeah. Health, business, and science notes today. Ozempic and Wegovy could reduce kidney complication risk. That's from the New England Journal of Medicine, showing that the weight loss drugs may help reduce risk of kidney failure in those with chronic kidney disease and type 2 diabetes. Wall Street today, mixed. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 216 points. The S&P 500 was up a point to 5306. The NASDAQ gained 99 to 1719. Pop culture, what's happening?
Well, stories. A Massachusetts theater is apologizing over the behavior of actor Richard Dreyfuss at a special screening of Jaws over the weekend. He reportedly ranted about women in film, the Me Too movement, and transgender kids, all the, you know, Thanksgiving table topics.
He got the grand slam.
He prompted some in the audience at the Cabot Theater to walk out, and after the event, the Cabot issued a statement of regret over the actor's comment, saying his views do not reflect their beliefs.
Kevin McAllister's house from Home Alone is for sale for a cool $5.25 million. Mm. It's in a suburb of Chicago, 5 bedrooms, 6 bathrooms. The outside still looks just like it did in the movie. The inside has been renovated. I think the staircase that everybody runs up and down is still there. It has a movie theater room with a Home Alone poster and a large Kevin Lego figure and a basketball court in the basement.
Very nice. What else are you going to put there?
Very cool.
And Al Ruddy, the Oscar-winning producer of The Godfather, is dead. He co-created TV's Hogan's Heroes and won Oscars for both, of course, The Godfather and Million Dollar Baby. He died over the weekend at UCLA Ronald Reagan Medical Center in Los Angeles after a brief illness. He was 94 years old.
All right, 4:50, we will take a break there, recapping the day's top stories, wacky stories, and good news as well next.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Change. Positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
4:53 here at News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on a abbreviated 4-day work week, except for Austin.
Yes. Me and Steve.
As I take a victory lap. Yeah, I had the day off yesterday. It was fun. Went to a friend's house. We had some hamburgers, hot dogs. Miha got in the swimming pool. They had a, because we talked about this before, I was a little stressed out about how the pooling was going to go.
Yeah.
Because, as I learned, having a 13 or 14 month old, even in like the most shallow end of a swimming pool, is like the most stressful thing ever. Not that like I'm scared that she's just going to die, but she, a month ago, just took two steps in the shallow end and literally just face planted. And so we spent, I don't know, half hour just wrestling with her because she just like, no, I want to drown. Dad, I want to drown today. And I said, Mia, no, you can't do that.
We've
you
all been there.
Can't. And so I was on my way. I was like, man, you know, because she's going to want to go in the pool and, you know, whatever. But they had like this little baby boat thing with like the little seat that she could just sit in,
yeah,
and then just float around. So it was awesome. She loved it. So a couple of times she would try to lean off the side, you know, because she wanted a drink of the water. But no, it was great. She loved it. Had a blast. So that was a lot of fun. And Daddy got to go swimming with her. So that was awesome.
Oh no, that's cool.
Yeah, 4:55. We will get a final check this hour of the roads and weather.
Alrighty. Awesome. So. Pensacola Boulevard, two spots still. Traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard, have some minor issues there, and they grow increasingly severe once you start approaching 10 Mile Road. That we had another accident report there causing some issues. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road, still giving us some issues that are going to back you up to I-10. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87, still dealing with some issues at this time, but no confirmation of an accident. And then it's just going to be Caroline Street, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River.
Hot and sunny weather continues into Wednesday. We'll have highs in the low to mid 90s once again, so please stay cool out there. Some of the hottest weather of the year so far here for 2024, so Wednesday looks to be blisteringly hot. Thursday and Friday, we see an improvement as high temperatures cool into the mid to upper 80s. Some cloud cover moves in, and by the weekend, highs are in the mid to lower 80s as some chances for rain sneak on in Saturday and Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, recapping the day's top stories today. Closing arguments taking place in Donald Trump's hush money trial. Deliberations with the jury could start as soon as tomorrow. The State Department calling for a full investigation into the Israeli airstrike in Rafah that killed dozens of Palestinians. And at least 23 people dead after severe weather smacking parts of the central and southern U.S. over the weekend. Sunday being called the most active severe storm day of 2024 so far, and around 700,000 people in Texas still without power, and heat wave, of course, so not a great ideal time to be without power. Earlier this hour, we had Sade Ray, Channel 3 reporter. We had two media roundtables today in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, preparing for the start of the official Atlantic hurricane season. If you missed that in the first hour, we'll replay that at 6:35, and she's coming up with a live report here at the top of the hour. Wacky stories. Let's see what we got here. Austin, I have great news for you.
I can't wait to hear it.
Sexy rat men are a hot new thing.
That's what I was crossing my fingers for.
Thanks to Zendaya's new movie, Challengers. So that was the one where she's like a tennis star.
Yeah.
And she's got like two guys like that are fighting over her or something like that. But apparently the two men in this movie are sexy rat men.
Which means?
That is rodent handsome, which is, I guess, thinner guys. Now, you have a little bit of an issue with that, but I'm mainly focused on the pinched angular features. Think Kieran Culkin, Tom Hiddleston style faces. So does that make sense?
Do you know who Timothy Chalamet is?
Yeah, he was the Wonka guy, right?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Would he count as rodent handsome? Because I've never seen what women see in that guy.
Okay. Yeah. I see like the angular jaw. That's
the home plate shaped face.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I think that would apply.
Yeah. And that's not my joke. Someone else came up with that. But the thing is, it's like, I think he kind of falls into that category. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the hubbub's about with that.
Like, if you haven't seen Austin in person, The best way that I could describe him.
Thin and angular, yep.
Well, the second part would be like the angular.
I don't even know what that means.
Okay, so picture in your mind a chubby version of Krunk from Emperor's New Groove, where he's got just the pointy chin and then everything just kind of protrudes out. That's the best way that I could describe you. Okay. So I think you're right in this wheelhouse here when it comes to sexy rat men.
Well, if I look like Kronk, that's pretty cool because he was pretty ripped. Some good news.
Well, like I said, chubby version of Kronk.
Whatever. Yeah. He's still buff. Some good news here. A 19-year-old man is lucky to be alive after falling down the 400-foot canyon in Washington State. The Mason County Sheriff's Office says the man was walking off trail along steep terrain under a bridge when he slipped and fell over the weekend. Police say it's amazing he survived the fall with only minor injuries.
Yeah, I saw a picture of this. A 5-year-old boy from New York named Jordan Murata. He was born without a left hand. He got the coolest bionic arm ever. It looks just like Iron Man's arm. So he is everybody's best friend right now. So good for Jordan there.
For sure.
All right, that'll do it for hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up now on Pensacola right now.